Well, he's in the house, Phil Moss, and
good morning, chaps.
Hello, Phil.
Always great to be here on a Sunday morning. Jimmy's got a massive smile on his face this morning.
Just on that, not the smile, but great farewell and greats. From a football point of view, has there been in your mind a great player who finished with a FA Cup win or a World Cup win or something like that? Zinedine Zidane's last game, the World Cup final,
it was
they
infamous,
lost.
Infamous, though, wasn't it?
Well, he got sent off for the headbutt.
Yeah, headbutt. Yeah. Infamous. Yeah,
that's right. That was the bad one.
Yeah, but the one that always sticks in my mind, and it's not for any great result on the day, but was Craig Johnson retiring so early in his career. I still think he had so much to give the game and so many accolades to, I guess, gather. And that just always sticks in my mind. I mean, he's not one of the world greats, and he didn't win a trophy on his last game, but just to retire so early at the peak of his powers.
What did Pelé do, Phil? He went to New York, didn't he, and played for Santos, by memory?
Yeah, he did.
Is that when he finished his career?
You're testing my memory on the spot now, Ray, but I know he definitely went to Santos.
I was a kid. Yeah. I remember the big match, his last game, there was a huge celebration about it, but I can't remember if he won or lost or how old he was or whether it was an exhibition game or anything, but just such a massive name in the sport, isn't he, Pelé?
Yeah, that's right.
We spoke to Craig Johnson as our legend of the game one time too, and I think you helped line him up for us, Phil, but he came back to look after his sick sister.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. And, look, it's a mark of the man, obviously. Yeah. But, your career, once it's gone, it's gone.
Absolutely. By the way, this multi got up that you mentioned on Friday. Well done.
It did, Spurs, I'm happy with that.
Man City.
Absolutely. Woke up this morning and checked the highlights, the results of those. Well, I watched the Spurs Huddersfield game, which was a stroll in the park for Spurs, really. That was Huddersfield, I guess, getting a slap across the face saying, hey, guess what, you're actually in the EPL now.
Yeah.
This is what it's all about.
I haven't seen it, but Harry Kane, Ray saw
scored
it.
Scored two goals, yeah. Harry Kane's second goal. Unbelievable.
He was brilliant. And you'll love this one, Jimmy. I saw a tweet that involved Robbie Slater. I don't know if Robbie actually tweeted or retweeted it, but the question was, is Harry Kane the best number nine in the world at the moment?
That's what we were talking about.
One of the big four.
Fourth best, the big four. Right.
Phil Moss declared it last week.
Watch this space.
That's right.
That's gaining momentum.
Absolutely. The Manchesters continue their merry march. United 4-0.
Yeah, that's right. 17 goals overnight in seven games. Lots of games. A couple of really one-sided games. Obviously, Manchester United 4-0, as you just said, Jimmy. Over the hapless Crystal Palace. Mm. I don't know. I mean, they wouldn't have budgeted for points against Manchester City and Manchester United, which has been their last two games, but they're going to have to start.
That's seven games without scoring a goal now, Phil, Crystal Palace.
Is that right?
Yeah. Nine goals against in the last 2 weeks. It's not looking good for Roy Hodgson and his club. But, the Manchester's top the table. City on goal difference by one over Manchester United. And Manchester United's 4-0 win brings them right up in those goals for tallies. Liverpool and Arsenal. Liverpool, they play overnight tonight. Liverpool are now 11 points off the leaders. Arsenal, I beg your pardon, they're on 11 points.
That's Freudian.
Yeah, they're 8 points off the lead, and Arsenal are 9 points off the lead. So they really... You know, it's still early days, but you don't want to lose touch.
You don't want to stretch that elastic band too far, do you? Because you just can't come back, can you?
Absolutely, that's right. But, De Bruyne with an absolute stunner for Manchester City over in the win over Chelsea. Now,
did you watch that game?
Yeah, I did.
How were Man City at Stamford Bridge?
Yeah, they were very good. Chelsea were very good defensively in their last-ditch defending, but that stunner from De Bruyne, just that's the way to break open a compact defence.
Yep.
Strike it from 20, 25 yards and give the keeper no chance. But that was his second in a week because he scored a stunner in the... in the Champions League win as well. But we spoke about this on Friday, Jimmy, that the short turnaround for Chelsea after that mammoth Champions League win over in Madrid against Atletico, and the short turnaround, they flew back into London on Thursday morning, 4 a.m. on a charter flight. So they basically had Thursday to sleep, Friday to have a light session, Saturday game day in one of the biggest games of the season so far. And they've lost Morata to a hamstring injury in the 35th minute.
Shock me.
There you go.
Yeah.
So if I was Antonio Conte, I would be absolutely filthy with that scheduling. For that reason alone, Manchester City have lost Aguero from that car accident. And they've got Manchester City 12 games in the next 8 weeks in all competitions, EPL, Champions League and FA Cup. So that could be telling. It wasn't last night, but it could be over the next 8 weeks.
The thing that gets me with this, every time I read AFC Bournemouth have a home game, this time it was against Leicester City, so not a massive club. 10,444 people attend. That's all can fit in Vitality Stadium. Yeah. Like, so Manchester United and Chelsea and all these big clubs play in front of 10,000 people. Yeah. But it works because you just sell it around the globe.
What about in the Scottish Premier League? There's clubs there that play in front of 1,500 one week, and then they go and play Rangers or Celtic
the next week. Glasgow and they go like 50,000.
Yeah. There you go. And the other one here, Stoke, Peter Crouch got the 85th minute winner. Peter Crouch came up with arguably the greatest line I've ever heard in sports. Yeah, he's a big, tall, gangly, sort of awkward-looking bloke, not particularly good-looking, got nothing much going for him. But he goes out with these men's magazine models and all that. And they said to him once, "What would you be if you weren't a footballer?" And he said, "A virgin."
What are you saying? Money's an aphrodisiac?
Oh, I'm not saying that. No, English Premier League, yeah, they're stars. He played for England, Peter Crouch, didn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, he's had a wonderful career.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Phil, these are the most significant next 2 weeks for the Socceroos in how long? 12 years?
Yep, since 2005. Mm. There's no doubt because it's cutthroat.
It's now or never, isn't it? Literally.
Yeah, we haven't had that since the series against Uruguay in 2005. Mm. So the Socceroos gathering camp in Melaka in Malaysia overnight. And Ange obviously will have his fingers and toes crossed that any Socceroos in action. Aaron Moy played last night, obviously.
Okay.
Let's hope he came through that unscathed. Matty Ryan plays for Brighton tonight against Arsenal before he flies out. So, some nervous times for Ange before he gets them into camp. But, look, once he gets them in there and they're all fit, and they will be fit, they will come in, obviously, highly motivated, then it's time to sort them out for the game. First game Thursday night.
They should win, Phil.
They should. Of course they should. We're the Socceroos and you know, we're the powerhouses of Asia. But all the teams across Asia are getting stronger and stronger. And I watched some footage the other day of Syria against Iran, I think it was. And they're no slouches.
Defensively, they're very good, apparently. Syria.
Yeah, that's right. They get numbers behind the ball. Mm. They've got they're certainly a major threat in transition to attack on the counter-attack. So we're really going to have to have our A game over the next 10 days.
This is a very good point you make here. David Wagner, who's that close bond with Aaron Moy, of course, this means extra games now.
Yep.
You sign him for the English Premier League season, you think, right, well, he'll be missing there, there and there. But all of a sudden, he's going to be missing there, there and hopefully there and there as well.
Yeah, exactly. And Wagner came out during the week and, you know, he said he's not happy about the Socceroos not qualifying automatically because of
not
that exact
one,
reason.
Dave.
And he said, look, I'm all for my players going to the World Cup, no doubt about that. But first and foremost, his bills are paid by getting results for Huddersfield, and Aaron Moy is his key man.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Sydney FC, what's been happening? You're a week away from your first game.
A week. Down there in Melbourne next week. And look, ready and raring to go.
Grand final
Graham
replay.
Arnold, that's right. Graham Arnold and the staff have done a great job, aside from one staff member. Before you say it, Jimmy.
So I was going to say they've carried you to the pre-season, haven't they?
Just the way Arnie's managed and varied the pre-season, the players have really enjoyed it. It's a long pre-season. There's no getting away from that. It's 12 to 13 weeks. 10 pre-season games, been building fantastic. We've got a greater squad than we had last season.
Wow.
Greater performances is the absolute motivator. And the players are all top fit. We've got a full squad to choose from. So bring it on.
So you'll definitely win the comp this year is a direct quote from you, is that?
We go.
Can we go with that?
Jokes aside.
He will.
Jokes aside, we go into every game expecting to win.
You have to, don't you? Well, but you have to.
Yeah, but it's easy to say that.
Yeah.
It's not so easy to do that. But at Sydney FC, we take the pitch every time we cross that white line expecting to win
the
game.
Belief.
Rather than hoping to win.
The belief and the trust is massive.
Big difference.
Massive.
Big difference. We have great belief in you here too.
Love
as
that.
Strange as it may seem, but anyway.